we'll give Miss Lung in Tibet, and of course, and then later you can study with the various teachers this text in your own language. It's translated into English, into German, into French, into Chinese and Greek.
Tuzam zanje dan jejam o ritan jin guru jam je chabda tumhe badne la mandan de jab je do dhamma me ba sozu je jo je jo chivane jara dam je dan dhamma me braji suzong de nom do tu jam je je jo je de dung je ba me rilin gwe be shirom je de na me chugun soro tum jo dung gen ro la zan do Rokan jise zonwa bachin le, zambu jise chuchi yinkun tam, jarwe yabdo jorjan jase zora, mawe zingi dhimi lo dhe. Rokan zonwa mendo dhambi zir, nilan jalo vr tamas, dechen kushin dheva tanze ba, yunzen lam manji vrache la. Lo yike dan lo dhane jinge, chubam da dham me yike na, ruwa kun je trake je chamba, tam jike dada ki chuchun ta.
Lumiji asks us first then to bring to mind the thought of bodhicitta, or the awakened mind, and that is that one will bring to the level of Buddhahood sentient beings as vast in number as the sky is limitless in extent. And in order to do that, one makes the commitment to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the jewel ornament of liberation composed by the incomparable Gampopa.
Kita kerja mulai kerja sana tiga jam tu lama jalan baca sama juga re. Di sana deh kita kerja mulai tiga jam tu lama.
So the jewel ornament of liberation is very important in the Mahayana, and why is that? It's because it contains all the stages of Mahayana practice.
Ini yang Dorje thikpa nyam se lemba layan tharpa rambu ji jin de kar chen bore tharpa rambu ji jin thar jin de yapo ji hina thikpa chen bu lam je ramba yapo ha gogre te ha ko na tene dorje thikpa nyam se lemba la nyam se la na dorje thikpa lam samu da nyurpo yum re
This text is also important for the Vajrayana because if one understands the progressive stages of meditation within the Mahayana, then the Vajrayana path becomes profound and swift. So that it's easy to study this text because there are these summarizing verses. So one studies these summarizing verses and memorizes them in Tibetan, and because they are the very words of Gampopa himself, then they contain a great blessing within them, a great great vibrations. And energy.
Then Tarji the Domsek de Lolazon Lovjon Yabosena Domsek the Tarjin Chikpa Mayimba Tikpa Chembo Tikpa Chembu Dene Landa Devu Tamchela Chusek de Chap Togure Chap Chembure Kangala Chabure.
So these summarizing verses are not only important for the Targian, but the vocabulary that you find in there, the words that deal with Dharma itself, you find in all all the Mahayana texts that speak about the path and the fruition or the result.
And
that's why those of you who are studying Dharma Tibetan or classical Tibetan should definitely memorize these summarizing verses.
So
then, while you memorize the verses, then you also reflect upon the significance or the meaning of the verses themselves. And that reflection on the meaning of the verses while you're chanting them, that is included within one of the 10 Dharma activities. And these 10 Dharma activities then lead one to the level of
Buddhahood. Nindang, Lodang, Lembadang, Chedang, Katong Sebadang, Tesembadang, Gombate, Chupate, Chudanine. Sonam Pombo Pad me somebody. Kisong Besena Dene, Paparambuchi Jinja Domtek, La Chuchu Chuinani, Parcheva Mankeva Tanguyure, Kate Tanga Dogi. Tambo Pena Tajin Domtek de Yigel Yang Yang, the Tina Yang, the Yang Suenaji Tosu Suenaji
So then there is a text by Maitreya through a Sangha called the Madhyanta Vibhanga, which is called Distinguishing the Middle from Extremes. And in the fifth chapter, there is a description of what the 10 Dharma activities are. And that was the verse that Rinpoche cited. And those 10 activities then are the following. Writing the letters, making offerings, being generous, listening, reading, memorizing, explaining, reciting, reflecting upon, and meditating.
Gomba. Meditating, Saba. Tini, Jovani.
These, so those are the ten. The first four lines of the verse is just a list of those ten. And then there are two concluding lines that say the very nature of these ten activities is an immeasurable mass of merit. Not mess, Peter, mass.
So
Rinpoche commented on this explaining, number seven. He said that it's not necessarily only explaining to human beings, but it can also be explaining the Dharma or these texts to formless beings, ones that we don't normally see. So one can also have the intention to benefit those beings as well. So then we should examine and see how our practice of the ten different Dharma activities fits into our work with the Jewel Ornament of Liberation. That's
all. Tini yigin draba te tegali yigin draba tsamare du tekpa chechong ke sonrab ji chudang. Tini tekpa chechong nga da chepe gondar je tenju tambi chu yige tina suna tobara ma do tegala yige tepa tsanje suna togumare. Tegali yige tina suna tona tamba tane kanga. Jikin ji yige tese kanga suna je tosa dogre. Tundu mare. Tambi chu yige tina. Tene sonam je tsore, tene nani jang, de tekwa chenpi logre, tekwa chenpi sonrab gondre tan cheba tena, ha jang sonam chenpo re sikido. Jumtsen kar re sana, tekwa chenpo te randon tsa mayimba, nyingi topji yindon drupi tab sheba yimba sena, tene tekwa chenpo do tang, tenju nam yege la tena penyong chega yore. Yenpi yente penyong chega do, randon chikpo te penyong chenpo mdo wato.
So, to look at the first of these Dharma activities then, it is writing letters. Now this, letters of the alphabet, literally, this doesn't refer to any activity, not writing home to your parents or not any kind of writing letters in the office and so forth like that. It refers to writing or copying the texts of the Dharma of the Hinayana and the Mahayana, the foundational or the great vehicle, and the commentary that is connected with it, the very shastras and the commentaries on these great texts. And why then is there especially great merit in working with the Mahayana texts? And that is because the Mahayana, in the Mahayana, one practices not only for one's own benefit, but through great compassion, one practices for the benefit of others.
Deyang yige tepe kapsu kuno nara legendo. Simchin tamje je tundu zoba sanje je kompan dubi. Zoba sanje je kompan dupa la suenam je chuchu chui goni suenam je tso sagado. Disena tangi yige tepe suenam je tso sagi insamne. Sampa nyingi kuni langde, teni yege tena, yege traba te kache tena, suenam je tsore. Kale dugyong mare, dugyong hukusu. Teni te yege tena, kale kapo, kandeji chona, yege kache tena, te suenam je tsore. Tongye pare.
So then when one is writing these letters also, the motivation or the intention with which one does the writing is very important, critical actually. And so before one sits down to write anything of within this context of connected with the scriptures and the treatises, one makes the aspiration that one will do this for the benefit of all sentient beings, that they may be, that they may come to the level of Buddhahood, and that whatever merit one accumulates will contribute to that project. And if one does this, then it has great significance, not a paltry, but a great significance.
Tini yige chepa kapsa yige mangbo tina jandem ra wote sa choksa la mayoba se chokpa kenyik.
No.
Kenyik na. Kenyik na na mayo chansa la me sa tang. Tini? Me la sa.
No.
Chuchi yin su tem song samba zo. Raba? Ten ra wozo na yapadok. Yige mangbo tini kenyik na na yo na yang.
So, if one does practicing like this, say you're practicing writing, writing different parts of the text and memorizing it, and you have a lot of used up paper that you need to get rid of, then you don't throw it out in the garbage, because if it's Dharma, then that would be a mistake. What one does is one sets it aflame, you burn it in a fire, and you have the frame of mind that it is dissolving into the Dharma Dhatu. The next one then is making offerings, and that goes along with respectfully respecting the practice or the text. And if one has then faith and respect for what that which is the subject of the jewel ornament of liberation, or that which is being expressed within the text, then one can make offerings to it. One can make actual offerings such as flowers and so forth, or one can make mental offerings with a mind filled with faith.
Can you take a custom? Then make a goni young job up in a young digging the meta puva and over. Make a goni, ye jin job up in a degree. Mendala puva caps a ye jin job up by Yerba, ten dollar. Poetry looks like Kanjo to the chulo over caps of mama, tambo, menda, and boo. Then el chulo great. Yerba. Ye not dumban don.
So then, while one's writing, one can also visualize that one is making offerings at that time. It's a similar practice to the practice of the mandala offering, where you visualize a great mass of offerings. And actually, there's a tradition in Tibet where before you actually read Dharma texts or open the kanju, for example, that you say the seven branch prayer, and then you offer a mandala, and then you begin the reading of the text.
Tene tambe chu te kanza mare chepa phe ma wele chepa yo mare yin yang rang su na ji cho zo bi che do chepa bi go do ba.
So the Dharma then is not an individual. It's not as if you're making some kind of a material offering that's going to benefit an individual. It doesn't really make any difference to the Dharma whether one offers or not. However, one makes these offerings in order to accumulate merit oneself.
Tene jimba te tambe chu che pecha jimba tawan tang yang chu je sonra tambe chu yige la trebe tege shog jimba tawan tang nasa jimba tawan tang pundin la so ba jimba tawan te so yang pundin de
di pundin jo
la re re
ala so
chera inji ke ka se
pen
ha narante pundin se ina suke ya ba ko ma so
jang ke ka
suke ya ko me
Pudding.
Pudding. Then it is a Jimbatana, young Hiram Pervetender, young Yavarendo. Rang Hiram Jimbo Yumatender. Ten Deda. Terap Tamje, the Hiram Gompel Dogondo. Not a Tekwa Jimbo to two Tong Tong San Notayan Mabare. Ten Deda, Terap Tamje, the Hiram Gompel Dogo, tenders over. Detend the Yavoyo.
Then the third one, which is being generous, that means that one can make a. Rupji, pecha di mul kogriye and
pecha. Pecha,
pecha.
Dep book.
Maso.
Pecha da pecha mano la. Pecha.
Sab sab zogo gudu. Sab keba yori.
Pecha da pecha keba yori.
Pecha.
Pecha. Tanda pecha re.
Pecha re.
Re re.
So then one, for example, one can make offerings of texts themselves, not offering to the text, but offering the text themselves, the various scriptures of Dharma. One can also offer paper or ink or pens to those who are writing down the Dharma and involved in explaining it. And this then creates, or to translate, no.
Yeah.
So this then makes a connection, an auspicious connection for the expansion or the increase of one's own prajna or superior knowledge. And one thinks, not in a small manner, but one thinks in a vast manner, that it's not just for this lifetime, but for many, many lifetimes to come, that one is making this offering so that through all these lifetimes, one's prajna will increase.
Then he gave your kahil young, you get to do yoga yomare, kahil pending yomare, the soul like yoga to pending young, he doesn't figure it. Gave your kepa yomate. Did my
talk
and do that? Jin de rang young, gave your kepa yomate.
So then, also one can make offering to translators. Especially if you want to become a translator yourself, it's very good to make offerings to translators. And the suggested offerings are paper and pens, which makes. But I would add that you can use your imagination a bit. So the fourth one then is listening to the teachings. So, for example, we will be chanting the Domsik, the summarizing verses. And if one understands them, that's very good. And if one doesn't understand them, then one should listen with a mind filled with faith and compassion, and that then becomes the accumulation of merit.
Then you enter capso, Simchin Tamji, the Tun, the Zoba Sanji, the compound Robersa. They each had to get Tambi to someone that and that have been yinging some, then it rather than let me participate to the day, Nina, and the son of Chiso, Chimbuyan.
So when you're listening to any text, really, one should do it with the following frame of mind, that all sentient beings I will help come to the level of Buddhahood, and in order to do this, I will listen to whatever text it is that one is listening to, and then focusing pointedly on the sound of that text, the melody of the chanting of that text, that then becomes the accumulation of merit. The fifth one is reading the text, and that's reading the text that were the that are the spoken word of the Buddha or the commentaries on it. And if one one reads it then not just once but again and again.
Tene papa tsukake tene tikpa chembo tikpa chechonga do tundu do nyunyun tundu tujun de nyamare la cha rere longi yore nyamare re la cha mangbo longi yore yin yang kanjo dan tenjo tso yang mare re khe yang longi mangbo yore rang ka kanga lobdo.
Among the Tibetans, there is the custom of taking, amongst the Mahayana practitioners, of taking not a long sutra, a shorter sutra, and reading it at least, some read it like once a day, some will read it many times a day. And then there's also the custom of reading the Kanju and the Tenju. And these are also all included within the accumulation of merit.
Re kanjur chati lo na nyama re re la pote re re lo thom na tene dawa som yen ra wo lo tsar gi sare.
So for example, if you want to read the kanju, if you read one text a day, then you can finish the whole kanju in 3 to 4 months.
Mama nyimba rimbuchi pa kaingo saimbo. Sombo la kanjo nang yabare, chiran so yang kaki kini yichese.
The last year, in October, November, December, Nyepa Rimuche, Sanji Nyepa Rimuche, gave the reading transmission of the kanjo, and perhaps some of you were there for it.
Tene chuso, sija chuso, tiso ya, tsam tsam lama le long, doi long kaki kini yabu yore. Yamanila Kamala Hila la Jitong Barabe. Jitong Ba Doti Barabe. Doti Badan. Do Dupatan. Kolo Barba Do on Jitong Batan Do Dupa Ni Long Sumbare. Konsoki Nyimbare. Tini Sungba Pola Sunam Chik Dan Nyimba Pola Sunam Chik Tobir. Do Dupa Sigito. Kolo Barba.
So then also in different Dharma centers abroad, often texts are read. For example, at Kamalashila, there was a reading of the Prajnaparamita verse in Prajnaparamita in 8,000 verses, and also a text called the Dodupa, which is like the all the sutras summarized. which is a text from the middle turning of the wheel of the Dharma that is focused on the explanation of emptiness. And in that situation, then, the person who was reading the text and the people who were listening to it both have gained an accumulation of merit through that activity. In Hong Kong also, there was a reading transmission of this text summarizing the sutras. And so this activity is very beneficial. The texts that are read this way, that are given in reading transmissions, shouldn't be too long. If they're too long, then people get tired and they doze off and so forth. So it's good to have a short text with like this one that's like maybe one volume in length and not longer.
Yinji kele yore, jamini kele yore, jana kele yore, peke shingi ke, peke nilo, peke mishiba tsu yinji ke, dan jamini ke, rangrang kele, yang ni yang to lo, ni yang su na ji tsore.
And this text, The Jewel Ornament of Liberation, is translated into English and German. So if... Is it in English? No. In Chinese. And so that also you can read it again and again, and that is the an accumulation of merit as well. Is memorizing texts. You don't. It's not just sort of taking them up into your hand and just holding onto them, but it means actually, you know, memorizing the text, committing it, learning it by heart.
Tene chepar to peke jani tu chuke jani tu tene saba lo lozong ya de karchim bore. Deva lo lozong tu kumare saba kache mama lo lozong thonu ya bojilo. Ti nani jan thaji domsek de tene.
So those of you that are studying Tibetan, especially Dharma Tibetan, then it's very good to memorize the root text. The commentary is really too long, but the root text you can memorize, and it's very beneficial because it has the whole progressive stages of the Mahayana in it. So if you can memorize it, it will be very beneficial to becoming a translator.
Then
the seventh activity is explaining the Dharma to others. And if you can't do that, if there doesn't seem to be an audience around, then you can imagine that you are preaching to formless beings. So you chant the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, and you imagine that all these beings are listening to you, and that then is the accumulation of merit. If they don't put you in
Don't touch Jacob.
Right?
I don't know.
So, for example, when the Buddha turned the wheel of Dharma for the first time, there were only the five fortunate ones, the five fortunate ones who were there, the five monks who came to hear him. They were in human form, and in formless form or non-human form, there were 80,000 different beings who were listening to this teaching.
Tene malare pe che somba kap so yan malare pe nam tha le yore chiran so me lo ma karpa de demba re ma tu nyu nyu ma to mude zumi ji sim ji lan ti chi ni ha jang ma bo tene banang tham je khang de do so ba re ha jang ma bo do so do malare pe so yore te som gu bu ji ti tene ha jang nam hi ya bo cha cha pa pa ma ja tong cha tu ju ti jin sin kar re si de tene Lata, Zumi ji sin ji mambu chu se bal dine nam hi ya po dan jia zong xia ba dine da wu zong wale.
Meto
yang pa. Meto chi chong ka zi yin ki, kar po mar po se po ka zi yin sa po mar po.
And also when Milarepa was teaching, they said he had a number of human students, but also a huge number of students who were of formless beings, the different deities and ghosts and so forth. And it said that when he was teaching, the whole atmosphere, the whole space around him was filled with these different beings. And one of the signs of the presence of these various beings was that the weather was also, the weather was very clear and beautiful. Flowers fell, Rinpoche said he doesn't quite know what color and size, but there were flowers falling and rainbows appearing and so forth. And this was a sign that the formless beings were present listening to teachings.
Tene yang chu charan so kakhe chu nyamne zo yore, chu je kaab so, tene jis chu ji jimba tango yore, tangbo lu sha chak jimba tango, tene chu ji jimba tango yore, tene de zongmi ji sim chin de so ke tene chu nyindu yo sa, am chu tun nyindu se, tene nga rang chu ji yore.
So some of you are doing the practice of when one does the practice of chu, then one offers one's flesh and blood, and then after that, to the beings who have come, one offers the gift of Dharma as well. And so, as Rinpoche was demonstrating, they are very happy to listen.
Cheta, katon se barwa. Katon se ba te, tene rang lo lo zong te, nima re re yin de ma che pa yang ni yang dun dun ba te la katon se gire. Pa pa ka khe katon pe cha po te chung chung yore, nima re re la tsar ku kundu ten ra won dun gire. Ka khe lo lo yore ba te yang ni yang dun dun gire, nima re re la dun gire. Ka khe nima re re la tsa mung bun dun gire. Te ten ten ma dun kante. Mira wa yore ta.
So the next one then, the next Dharma activity is number 8, which is reciting the Dharma. And so that one recites either a text one's memorized or a short text that one recites daily, for example, once or many times. And this also then is practicing Dharma activity.
Tene katon se peso namre. Rava? So na chimbutu gure. O nga leka mangbundo leka jindu samju yamare. So na je so yinba da ha kuku. Kakye ke lo lo zong jisun jubu jindu sikindu. Te katon ma se pe tare. Katon se pa te so na je so yinba hina yang ni yandu dunga rava. Katon se pa te so na je so yinba ma hi leka nrao chi yinba samna tene tam chi gure. Then Mando on a gene over. Caton about the son, I just saw him by Hina, then a young man to the ingre, the gene.
So then, a great accumulation of merit is to memorize these summarizing verses from the Jewel Order of Liberation and to chant them every day.
Shogi Yaron Shogi Gimbatan.
And
you should then...
So,
나톡 자가서 강대가서 쇼그지 요티는 이제 뭐 요간데 야 일단 저런 줘
So not to think, oh, I have a lot of work to do, and I don't have time to memorize this, to sit down and chant it again and again, it's kind of... But to realize that this very activity of chanting it again and again is the accumulation of merit. Sometimes it's possible that one has memorized a text and then it somehow slips away and one forgets. And that happens because one hasn't recited it enough. One hasn't realized that reciting this text one has memorized is really the accumulation of merit and an important activity. And what happens is that one doesn't recite it, and then slowly it fades out.
Tesembada. Yebareso, gobareso. Tesemsejute. Sunrap jetun, lo lo zonwa tang, katon seba ti tuenda la sam gobre. Chikie chik lo lo zon yun na ti tuenda la sam nun tang gobre. Ti tuenda la yang ni yang du hirap je jeba zo gobre sam gobre. Yang sun nam je chore.
Then the ninth activity is to reflect on, and one reflects, what does one reflect on? One reflects on the scriptures, the words of the Buddha. One reflects on what one has memorized and what one is chanting. And one reflects upon the significance of what one is reading. And also analyzes the meaning with one's prajna. And this then is also an accumulation of merit.
Right. Korwa thoma mepa ni nga so samno mambu tang yere samno tang ya te teni dangzeng ji koi ni lang ni drandur ya ga samno ni chung ya ga samno chadang ga samno mambu tang yere ten tanda nga so chu se sunrap ji tong lo lo zong ti tanda la samno tang ji chung na teni te karpa zangbo re yang ni yang de samno tang gondo samno ka tse tang na so nam ki gare Then Kakeka, two Lob Jung said, Tani Mamboja, Leba Kanga, Tani Kangzo Zigado. Then Dawote, Leba Kanga, Tani,
Computer Drama,
Computer Dawa, Leba Kanga, Tani Kangzo, Maman Nanto, Meta, Tani Kangzo Zigado. They Tani, the Kama Tani, Chichi Tani, the Sunam Chitore, they have Kogoro. They have Magona Tani, Leba Kanga, Tani Kangzo, then they paint on Mabba Samu Tandu, then they paint on Mabba Chagre. Or Lepa Kanga Tani Jikang, so Nam Jetso Jikang, so Nam Jetso Jikang, sorry. Rang Hirap Jimbo Chagri. Sanjay Yang, Chutamje, Pecha Mugova song top at the Sanjo, simple neck up so young young to Lob Jung Sebal Tin, sorry. Lob Jung Sanima Zeba, then it end our young Marva. Sanjo simple caps of Lob Jung Mambo Nama Latin, Sanjay Pecaps of Pecha Gogumare, Kanga Chusumare, Porta Jala Sondu.
From beginningless time, our minds have been generating various thoughts. And these thoughts then have been filtered through ego clinging. And this ego clinging then seeks to put down one's enemies and to protect one's friends, and there are other various kinds of thoughts of attachment and aversion that have colored our thinking. And so now what one should think is now I'm practicing Dharma and I'm studying the words of the Buddha, and one then will let one's thoughts become absorbed by the Dharma, and that one shouldn't think that, for example, one's brain has some sort of limited capacity, and well, I've thought enough about the Dharma now and my brain is full of all of this. It's not like that. It's not like a computer disk that gets filled up. But you should think that it's like that what's actually you're being coming filled with is the accumulation of merit. So, in that sense, one is accumulating the merit of wisdom. One is accumulating that particular merit of wisdom because of one is exercising this sharan, one's prajna. So, when one is reflecting and studying again and again, that creates a powerful basis for one's practice and also for one's path as a bodhisattva. Because when one becomes, when one has studied well, the fruition of that is that when one becomes enlightened, one doesn't need to consult texts anymore. One can spontaneously bring up the texts within one's mind and speak them directly.
Tene sona ji chi je to na samba ka ku yang sim ji go lu sim ji tam ji je to do nga san ji ju go ma du bi de drapa la tu san gom bi hiram tar sin go tu san gom bi hiram tar sin ba la tene san ji ju son sona ji to na sam go re hirap ji je ba zo go re ta sam gi sam ba de chen de zam me ba san ji ju go ba ma thop ji pa do nga sona ji to sam la sam gi sam ne tene sona ji to na je ba zo go
So even while one is analyzing the significance of the texts of the Buddhist teachings, one still needs to reflect upon sentient beings. One still needs sentient beings, and one thinks that it's for their benefit. This is sort of the field of one's accumulation of merit, that it's for their benefit that one is doing this practice. That one needs, it is for their benefit that one then will actually perfect the wisdom arising from listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teaching. So one needs to really think and reflect upon the significance of the Buddha's word, to analyze it. That then brings about the accumulation of merit and the level of what contributes to one being able to bring beings to the level of Buddhahood.
Then in our society, we need to show true love, love, joy, seva, true love, samno, mangbo, tan, tang, ki, gendo. Papa sa, tom na, then true love, love, joy, kate se na, tang, ki, ya, me ba. True, just doing that, la, jesus, samno, la, samno, kate, tang, na, yang, tang, ki, ya, me ba. Gawa, dan, trova, kong, ni, kong, don, perwa, yung, go, yung,
while we're ordinary individuals and we're studying the Dharma, sometimes we get tired of it, we get worn out with the studying. However, once one has attained the noble level or the first bodhisattva level, then one never tires of studying the Dharma. One studies the meaning, the various topics that are presented in the text, and it's simply one's delight and one's happiness merely grows.
Then tambe chula tupa samba goba se na thang kye song na then rang so su che wo yinba yinba ta re so su che wo yinba yiba zo gu gu o ta nga so su che wo.
So if you're studying Dharma and you get tired, then you know for sure that you're an ordinary individual. That's one way of checking. If you had any doubt, like.
Tene choba te ta gombare.
No.
Sonap chitona samde tene sonap chitona tharto kanga gomre gom goyere tene. Tute sonap chiton samo gom na tene chuchu choba dere.
So then the last one, number 10, is meditation, becoming used to or becoming familiar with, and that's when one meditates on the scriptures.
Then gomsola matapa tan dungal so kunzob je gomnan tan matapa dunga samba nyingi so kunzob je gomnan tan dāma e pātā tōngpā nye so tāna dāma jīkōmanam tā mātāpa māmbu yagara.
So there are many different ways of meditating. For example, you know, the progressive stage is in relation to relative or apparent reality, which deal with meditations on impermanence, on loving kindness, compassion, suffering, and so forth. And then there are the progressive stages of meditation that deal with the ultimate reality, and those deal with the absence of self, or no various kinds of no self, or with meditations on emptiness.
Gom te nyumon dongal le tor tukare maa to ma gom na tene nyumon ta dongal le tor tukare.
So meditation then is the last of the 10 dharma activities. And why is that? That is, in order to really perfect these activities, one has to meditate. If one wants to be free of the kleshas and of suffering, then the only way to do that is to meditate. If one doesn't meditate, then one will not be liberated from them.
So
now Rinpoche will give the reading transmission for the summarizing verses.
So gom samayungre, dradan la tse chikdo te te, mikpa tse chikdo te na, drala mikpa gomre, dradan la tse chikdo mikte, dradan la mikpa semje ngo la te na gom na, Tene yang sakchinji ye gomchon rao yang yong sikare, tam kepa jang. Saja chenpo gom yendo long nyenpa nyambo yang yong kare.
So, while the reading transmission is being given, one, there are two ways of meditating. One can focus one pointedly on the sound of the words, and that is then a meditation that focuses on the sound. Or one can focus on the mind that is focusing on the sound. And that second kind of meditation leads into Mahamudra meditation, or resembles Mahamudra meditation.
Tene yang de domsek de tapo rambuchi song re, tene songpa po de nyami tapo rambuchi yin sambe tapo rambuchi gom na yang yabu yabu.
So these words then are from Gampopa, from Dapo Rinpoche, and during this reading transmission then, it's good to imagine the person who is saying these words as Gampopa himself.
Titang tekpa chenpa chu nyenpa kapsam phunsom chokpa nga, phunsom chokpa nga sartab goyore. Nen phunsom chokpa deva chenji khenkaan la sokpa khenkaan do sapa, te tangore. Tuenpan phunsom chokpa tene, tuenpan phunsom chokpa sangye tang wepa mi tang jamba yin la sokpa gomba te, chu tuenpan phunsom chokpa. ねえ、たなんじゃんは、とんばらたなんじゃんまでしょ。なす。とんばらたなんじゃん。チュンプソンチョパティ、ティチンジカプソ、テパチンブ、チュンバキソンバ。ティチンジカプソ、ドルジテパヤンドウングレ。テパチンブチュンバキソンバルサンバ。チュ。んじゃじゃかヤンヨングレわら。え、ティコンソドグレ。なす。ラドグマレ。ポティヤブ。チュンプソンチョパ、トゥ、トゥジュンムチェパ。トゥタパジュンジンコロセグド。トゥネロクラ。ネロクラトゥテ。 Tusom nyamba nyire, tusom nyamba nyite, takpa junjun kolore, tene njurwa yomare. Nelo ngumate, tusu te nyamba nyire, nyamnyi te le njurwa me pare. Tisena, tandikapso, tu ta tusumbar somba. ᱛᱮ
So when one is listening to the Dharma, there is a category that's called the five perfections or the five perfect completions. Punsum tsopa.
Punsum tsopa na. Pusum tsopa is jung zani me ba yagbu yin ba lan pusum tsopa.
Punsum tsopa means that it's very good, that it has no fault. So the five faultless points or perfections that are needed. And they all relate to having a pure view in relation to these five different topics. So the pure view, the first one is pure view in relation to place. And so one imagines the place where one is as a Buddha realm or a pure land, such as Dewa Chen and so forth. Then the second one is pure view in relation to the teacher, the one who is giving the teachings. And that can be, for example, that one imagines him or her as the Buddha or as Amitabha.
Tara.
Or as Tara. Or as Prajnaparamita. Dorje Pamo. No. Or Manjushri.
Lashopa.
Etc. The third pure vision is in relation to the Dharma that's being taught. And it is the Mahayana Dharma only. And that then includes Vajrayana. You don't have to worry about that being lost. It's included within the Mahayana. And that is emphasized, the Mahayana is emphasized here, again, because of its focus on benefiting other beings, on helping others. Then time is is the time of always. It is the Dharma, this event is continually happening. And there's a special term for this, which is called the wheel of permanent flow, the wheel of continuous flow, you could say. And that refers to, that goes back to looking at the true nature of the mind and realizing that throughout the three times, the true nature of the mind is unchanging. It is equality. And because it is this, it has this quality of not changing throughout the three times, then when one is speaking of time in this context, one speaks of the continuous, unchanging flow of the teaching. Then the fifth one is the retinue, or the followers. And that refers then, in the Mahayana, one speaks of male and female bodhisattvas. And within the Vajrayana, one speaks of heroes and dakinis. And basically, this refers to having pure view in relation to one's fellow practitioners, one's Dharma brothers and sisters, and this is very important.
Tendra wata chu nipa kapso kunung na nire sambat ja chenpo chewa sanchuk semji kunung. Semjin tamje je tungundu zobu sanje je gongpang rinpo je dhubarasa. Ti che do ne chu nyingin sana sanchuk semji kunung re sambat ja chewa. Tap ja chewa sama nga je kunung de tenin phusam chokpa nga sar taba. Tangnam dorje tepe la ta jingor gongpa ta chikpan ra wundu gu. Sam tapja chewa sama nga je kunung se gandu. Shalong kapsu zokin patro rinpo je tenra wusung pari.
Tap
jacheva.
Tap
When one is listening to the teaching, there are two ways of looking at the motivation or the intention that one has. One, and this explanation is taken from Pato Rinpoche's The Excellent Words of the Lama. No, the words of the Excellent Lama. And the first one then is that one has a vast mind or a vast motivation. And that refers to having the motivation of the Bodhisattva, that one will bring all sentient beings to the level of Buddhahood, to the precious level of Buddhahood. And in order to do that, I will listen to the Dharma. And the other then is a vast skillful means. And that then is the same as imagining the deities and their mandalas, or as these five faultless perfections that we just looked at.
Tetar sambat ja cheva san chuk sem ji kunung tang tap ja cheva san nga ji kunung ni da dem go ni sem ba
sho. So just like that, please think either of the vast motivation of the Bodhisattva or of the vast skillful means that involve the five perfections.
Judon den don jin don ne tap don de wo de ne de la me zan ju judon lu de nam ji ji bar za jo ne dir ji nyung bo de de ne mu lu ren ji ji ne ge ve ji ni tam ne de so na me ye ji so So nam yi jie le tam ba gu nyi do pa ra so men jo lin bu gu ye yin la ju ju zong ge tra shi ju da tra tra mi ku song to ge tra shi ju se san na to pe ke yin jin jam ni pa ni se ya na ge ke nga la dom se nyam bu du ngare
So tomorrow we will chant
ke yin da te le mang san do na yin ya ku gi si ke la yin do
We will chant these verses in Tibetan, German, French, Chinese, Greek, and not yet, it's not yet ready in Greek. And if you have any others, that would be good too.
So, then Jisu Kanga, don't take the Tep Nyambuzogri, Jarkap Jie Tsangji, Ke Yogazogri.
Then afterwards, a book will be printed that will have the text in eight different languages.